1. Begin transmission.
Well, hello. Hello, kitty. Hey, wait. I'm just dying to know. What time is it, anyway?
It's 7:15 p.m.
7:15 p.m.? I doubt that very much. It is, in fact, 19:30 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. And somebody's yanging a lot outside the door here. Hi, what's going on? What are you doing? What's happening out here in Kitty Land? What are you doing? Do you want some kitty water? Is that why you're trying to get me out of the room? Because you're thirsty? Yes, okay, here we go. Cat is running up the stairs. Cat is running around to the other door to the kitchen. Because for some reason, she never wants to walk through this way. Yes, hello, babies. What do you want? Do you want the kitty water? Oh, I can see outside. Yeah. I don't think we're going outside today. Okay, who's being a good baby? Who's being a good kitty who wants some kitty water? Oh, we're not going to talk? Okay, I'm just going to pick up the kitty cup here and get you some fresh kitty water then. Oh, yummy kitty water. Oh, it's coming out of the faucet. Okay, here's your kitty water. Oh, it's going to be so delicious for you. You're not even paying any attention. Okay, whatever. So, what we're going to do now is walk back downstairs here. And we need to go back into this room in order for me to grab my tea. Did I mention it's 19:30 and that you're listening? You're listening to my sinus issues? Oh, that's right. My name's Tobe. I'm the guy with the sinus problems. And I'm trying to figure out what's up. Because I did not sleep well. Had it now. What the hell's the problem here? Come on. Did not sleep well. It got hot yesterday afternoon. I didn't know it. I got a little bit sick, was feeling icky, but I don't know, kind of feel okay now. Maybe a little bit tired. But now the weather is strange. Looking out the window there, it's very windy. I think there's a storm coming. It's nice and kind of cool again, but the wind is getting insane. Okay, here comes the cat. Damn, I thought we were going to be able to jump right into stuff here, but that's not going to happen because we have to do kitty business, huh? Oh, hi, hi, yes, hello. You want to do kitty business? Yeah, come on, come on. Yeah, hi, hello. Yes, you're a good baby. Okay, so now I gotta get all... Here we go. Is this working? This is working. Yeah, except you're not doing it right. You're in the wrong place. Come on, move your kitty butt. Get on there. There we go. Okay, the cat is on the blanket. It's officially cat business time. Hi. Hi, who's a good baby? Yes, it's you. All right, so what's been going on? Something weird happened. Something weird happened. We're going to get into that here in a minute. Oh, wait, what's this? Okay. Guess somebody's getting up. Guess we're not going to do kitty stuff right now. We're going over into the bathroom. Oh, what's a kitty going to be doing over here, I wonder? Are we going to get some wacky kitty sounds? No, I don't think so. All right, well, at least that means we can get into the subject at hand today. in which something very strange happened to me, and I still don't know what to think. I mean, what's the cat doing in here? She caught me looking at her. She's like, what are you doing? We might get some kitty poop sounds after all today. What's going on in here? Yep, here we go. That's always fun. This is just good radio. Good radio. So anyway, now that that's dealt with, let's get into today's subject matter. Oh, but first I think we're going to have to drink a little bit of tea. And it's a little bit hot, so that's okay. Anywho, so here's what happened. Yesterday, in the late afternoon, or possibly the early evening, I get a phone call from my dad. What are you doing, Pippa? Why do you have to play with that today? That's why you kept me up late last night playing with that plastic bag. You don't need to play with that. Well, apparently she thinks she does need to play with it. Oh, well. So I get a phone call from my dad, and it's his cell phone that he's calling on, which is not unusual, but it tends to mean something different. So I'm thinking, okay, what's this all about? Pick up the phone. It's my dad. He says, hey, do you know what a baritone guitar is? And I thought this was kind of a strange question because we were just talking about this a couple weeks ago. But I said, yes, I do know what a baritone guitar is. And he says, do you want to buy one for X amount of money? Which is sort of an odd question, because of course I want to buy one, but wanting to buy something and being able to buy something are two entirely different things. But the price he quoted me was ridiculously low. Ridiculously low. I hemmed and hawed about it. You know, I was thinking, God, no, I can't afford it. I don't even have enough money to buy it. I don't know where I would be able to get the money. But then on the other hand, I'm thinking, yeah, if I don't pick this up now, I'm never, ever going to have a baritone guitar. So I said, sure, and I'll figure out how to pay for it later. Oh my God. So about a half an hour later, my dad shows up on my doorstep with a guitar. And not only a guitar in a case. And then he proceeded to tell me that this guitar was made by our luthier for a family friend, a legendary musician by the name of Steve Hall, who lived down in Lincoln. And it was a friend of my parents. I was in a band down there, did similar stuff to what my parents did. But the gentleman is no longer with us. He died, in the last year or so. He had an extensive collection of guitars, including something like 20 Martins. And apparently this was his. This baritone guitar was built for him by our family luthier. And now I have it, so I'm continuing the legend, and here it is. It is sitting here right in front of me. And the first thing I noticed is the case. But the funny thing is this is now an official unboxing. I did look at it yesterday, and I took it out of the case, and I was going to start doing stuff with it, but I thought, no, I put it back in the case, and I waited until today during the dubious goals committee so we could do this together. So the only thing I did was I wiped the case down with a damp sponge just because it was a little bit dusty. And that's when I noticed that there's a Martin nameplate on here. This might be a Martin case. And let me tell you right now, this is one of the nicest guitar cases I've ever seen. This guitar case is worth more than what I paid for the guitar. Man, this is great. So let's open this baby up. Open up the latches here. Open up the lid. Wow. It's a great case. It's got green fur on the inside. And the guitar is also on the inside. Wow. This is a pretty nice guitar. Really neat, nice spruce top. What appeared to be rosewood bridge and saddle pinned in with ivory looking pins with mother of pearl inlay in them. The bridge has the P's inlaid, but there's no inlaid P at the top of the head, unlike my other custom built instruments. And then there's a label on the inside, custom baritone, and a date, 12/31/01. Let's take this out. It's got some nice inlaid rings with bindings around the sound hole, and it's got cute little diamond inlays for the position markers. The top is bound, the back is bound. Oh, there's a cool strip of, what do you call this? I'm going to say furring. It's not furring. Anyway, there's this cool, it's not herringbone, but it's sort of this combination herringbone and other weird sort of pattern on the back. Very cool. Don't know what the wood is. Blah, blah, blah. Very nice, very nice. Enclosed tuners. Are these Gotos? Yeah, nice enclosed Goto tuners. Let me put this down like this. Great fret dressing, as I would expect. Really, really like that. It's got a real mellow tone to begin with. I don't know what this fretboard is. It looks like, I don't know, it's dark wood. Flom, 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 flom. Now, I guess we need to tune it or something, right? How are we going to do this? Let's just put this on the floor like this. That's not that good of an idea. All right, well, this particular guitar, well, actually, I want to check one thing first. It is a baritone, and so the neck is longer, and the scale should be longer, but geez, just looking at it, it doesn't look like it is. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it's an inch or two longer. This is something that we can measure with this conveniently placed tape measure. We'll just run this up to the nut, and down here, yeah, it's about a 27-inch scale. 27-inch scale, that's pretty typical for a baritone guitar. Your standard guitar scale is about 25 inches. So this is a little bit longer. 2 inches longer, or about 5 centimeters longer. And this is tuned one whole step below standard tuning. I'm trying to remember what standard tuning on a guitar is. You know, it's like E, A, D, G, and then there's something weird like B or B flat or something, and then another E. How many is that? Is that 6? So this thing is all just, you know, one whole step down. So it's instead it's E, it would be D, F, C, or whatever, whatever. No, E. God damn it, who cares? And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how come you don't know standard guitar tuning? Well, what kind of flake uses standard guitar tuning? Standard guitar tuning's not cool. All right. I'm just going to put all this stuff right on here. And grab my tuner here. All right, let's tune a guitar. So this needs to be D. I keep going past it. There's a nice D. Okay, so see, my zook is this way. My zook is backwards of this, so this needs to be E, A, D, G. So A goes down to G. All right, so E, A, D goes to C. And this would be G, so F. Oops, went too far. So let's try it again. Come on, you can get there. You want it. There we go. Now this one is normally, what, B? So I think A? There we go. And the last is the same as the first, so D again. There we go. We are in tune and happy about it. So if you have a baritone guitar and you want it to sound like a regular guitar, all you got to do is capo at the second fret and you have, you know, regular guitar tuning instead of this low thing. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, Tobe, why don't you play us a tune on that sweet baritone guitar of yours? Well, you know, I would. Except I don't know how to play guitar. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, what are you doing with all those guitars then? Well, they're different kind of guitars. Hello. So, basically what I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, back as when I was a child, many, many months ago, like 22 months ago, when I was 17, when I was under the age of majority, I used to know some guitar chords, some standard tuning guitar chords. I knew three. I think I knew like G, C, and D or something. And I have forgotten them. I have forgotten these chord shapes because, yes, they are different than a bouzouki. They're different than a banjo. They're different than a cigar box guitar. It's all different. And I can't remember it. Well, D is coming to me, but this would not be D on a baritone guitar. This would be C. So all the chords I used to know now have different names anyway. How do you hold this damn thing? Okay. This is not working. Okay, how are we going to do this? Hello, Fino. I'm just going to put all this crap down and see if I can play it sitting here like a hippie. Yeah, no way in hell. No way in hell. All right, so the first thing we need to do, let's go downstairs into the basement where all the crickets are. Crickety cricketing. Turn on the light first, idiot. There we go. Yeah, my basement. I like to hang out down here and do wacky stuff, like my fingernails. So we grab the 220 grit sandpaper here, and we start grinding the nails down on my left hand. I put the sandpaper flat on the desk here, and I just start swiping my fingernails back and forth. Yeah, I could have done this ahead of time. I wasn't even thinking. Because my fingernails right now are 2.5 millimeters long. And that is too much for trying to play guitar. So yeah, I was trying to play a D chord, or a D chord shape, which would be a D chord on a regular standard tuned guitar. But on a baritone, that's going to be a C, because it's lower. I'm trying to think of the other chords I used to know. G and probably C, because wouldn't C just be G moved over? Yeah, I think so. So now I'm thinking, you know, the other thing I could do with this guitar is I could put it in drop D. Drop D tuning for a regular guitar takes the low E string and tunes it down to a D. So drop D on a baritone guitar would actually be drop C, because you're taking that D string. Wait, am I just confusing myself now? I think I am. That's what I don't like about music. All these letters. It's music, it's not alphabet soup. Totally arbitrary names. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, well, the name of everything is totally arbitrary. Well, yeah, but with musical notes, it's even more so. Still grinding on my nails here. The reason I say musical note names are arbitrary is because, you know, if you have a note like C sharp, well, that's also D. And what's C double sharp? Well, that would be D sharp. And what's A flat, double flat, you know? All these damn... Every note has 16 different names, so, you know, why are we trying to give them unique names? I don't know. So anyway, I'm going back upstairs. Got my nails ground down. Let's see if we can play something that sounds like a chord on a guitar. It also occurs to me that I might be better off trying to play this standing up, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to hold it and play it at the same time. I do notice that it has strap buttons, but as regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly well aware, there is a great strap shortage in my house. I have one guitar strap, and it's one that I've had since I was a child, and it's too small for me. So, yeah, here we go. We're going to try this again somehow. Sitting down. Going to try to play a D chord, which is really a C chord. Oh, this is better. Sort of better. See, I'm trying to do Zouk chords. G is something like this. That's not right. There we go. Now that's G normally. So what is that, A? Yeah, that sounds pretty A-like. What about this? Yeah, there's no way in hell I can play this like this because I cannot get my hand in the right place. Let's try to play this standing up, which requires putting... And this guitar is kind of heavy. which requires placing the microphone someplace like right here. Okay. Oh, this is difficult. Nope, cannot play this at all. Because I have to hold it at the same time. What if I do this? Yeah, no. And here's the weird part. I'm happy that I have this, but I'm also having massive buyer's remorse because I cannot afford this. I can't play this. I'm way too messed up to be playing musical instruments at all. Why am I pushing myself into doing this? So now I have to learn guitar technique. Pippa, get out of the way. Good kitty. So what if I try to do it like this? No, because I just can't grind my fingernails down low enough. My fingernails are, I just sanded them all the way down to the quick. And there's another chord around here somewhere. How do you do that? It's yeah, forget it. It's a beautiful thing though. Let's put on the slide. Yeah, now maybe we got something. Still can't hold it. Yeah, so to make a long story short, I got another instrument. Got another musical instrument. When it rains, it pours, I guess. Been getting a lot of musical instruments lately, it seems like. And I wanted to buy some parts. But anyway, looks to me like I am going to have to take guitar lessons, but that's not going to do me any good because I can't physically do this. Why am I lying to myself? Who am I kidding? I do not know, so I'm putting the thing back in its case, and I need to take a break, because it's getting a little hot in here. So anyway, let me just take this quick second to tell you that coming up next is The Sound Show, Genre Mix and Discussion, starring MJT, a person who can actually play a guitar, and I wish I could hand him this thing right now and say, hey, play this so I can see what it sounds like. Yeah. Because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I gotta get some food and then listen to some MJT. So, hey, MJT, what do you think about my new baritone guitar?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of